Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Shabbat Chanukah, Mishneh Yomi is holding in chapter 13, Yemavamot Mishneh Dalet. Yesterday we mentioned there are chilukim, there are differences whether the woman or the man ends the rabbinical marriage. Recall that in certain situations, a woman can enter a rabbinical marriage when she is underage and then perform miyun to basically walk out and refuse that marriage and go marry someone else. So what are the consequences there? So Mishneh Dalet, hamema'enet ba'ish. When she does miyun, refuses the marriage, hu mutar bekrovoteya. The man can then go marry her relatives, as if they were never married. Vehi mutar bekrovav, and vice versa, she can marry his relatives, v'lo pisalah minakuhana. She's not pasul, she's not disqualified from later marrying a Kohen. Recall, a woman who receives a get, an actual divorce to dissolve a marriage, cannot then marry a Kohen. A Kohen really is forbidden to marry a divorcee. But here, it's a rabbinical level marriage, it's not a biblical marriage, and the miyun dissolves that marriage as if it never existed. Then the Mishnah compares natan law get, if he gave her a writ of divorce, hu aser bikrovoteya. Now it's as if the marriage was real. There's a get here, so it's treated like a biblical level marriage. He cannot marry her relatives, v'hi asur bikrovav, and she cannot marry his relatives, psolim minakuna, and a Kohen cannot marry this girl. The Mishnah continues, notan lo get, he gave her a get to dissolve the marriage, v'chzruha, then he married her again, me'anavo, and then she afterwards does miyun, v'niset la'acher, and then she marries a different man. V'nit armala o nit garsha, and then that marriage ends also. Either she's divorced or she becomes a widow. Muteret la'chazor lo, she's actually allowed to go back to the first husband. Now, normally, a case of a marriage that ends where the husband divorces the wife, if she marries somebody else afterwards with a real biblical marriage, they cannot get remarried, the original couple. This case is really wild because there was a rabbinical marriage and then a divorce from that rabbinical marriage and then a rabbinical remarriage and then a miyun to end it. And what the miyun does here is not just end the second marriage of the original couple, but it goes back in time and from the beginning uproots any existence of their original marriage. So legally, the original pairing can get remarried. It's as if they're getting married for the first time on a biblical level. And the Mishnah compares this case of me'anavo, she does miyun to get out of the original rabbinical marriage, hechazira, and then they decide to get remarried, notan lo get, and then from that second quasi-marriage, he gives a get, v'niset la'acher, and she goes and marries someone else, v'nit armala, she becomes widowed, v'nit garsha, or divorced from that second man, asura la'chazor lo, she cannot go back to the original husband, the original rabbinical husband. Zeha klal, the Mishnah sums up, this is the rule, get achar miyun, if the writ of divorce was after a miyun, asura lachazor lo, she cannot go back to the original rabbinical husband, miyun achar gets, but if there was a miyun afterwards, that miyun works what we call lemafreya, it works retroactively, muteret lachazor lo, she could in fact go back to the original husbands, even though there was a marriage in the interim. Mishnah Hay continues this theme, ha'mema'enetz be'ish. If a girl walks out of a marriage, v'niset la'acher, she marries someone else, v'gersha, and then she gets an actual divorce, a get from that marriage, la'acher, she goes and marries someone else, while she's still underage, u'me'anabo, and she does miyun on him as well. La'acher, then she finds another husband, v'gersha, and gets a writ of divorce from that marriage, la'acher, and finally in number five, u'me'anabo, and does miyun. Of course, as we mentioned, a lot of these cases are theoretical. This probably never happened in real life, but it's to give an illustration to the concept. And of course, this follows Beit Hillel in the first mishnah of this parak, who said that there could be a repeated miyun, whereas Beit Shammai said only once. So the Mishnah gives the rule, kol sheyotzot hamenu beget, any husband who she received a get from, asura lachazor lo, she can never remarry him. B'miyun, if she walked out through a miyun, muteret lachazor lo, she could go back to that husband. The Gemara explains there's an interesting concern that one of the prior husbands who gave a get might, try to convince this girl who's now married to a different man to do miyun so she can go back to him. So the sages said whenever there was a get, it's as if it's a biblical level marriage and they can never go back. Yashar Korachem, Hanukkah Sameach, Shabbat Shalom.